Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mina Kimes, Woody Page, Courtney Cronin, David Dennis Jr., Steph Curry, the habitual mouthpiece tosser.
I threw it pretty hard, but I didn't think it got into the stands or put anybody, you know, in danger.
And the Cincinnati Bengals laying claim to
we'll
Kansas
see
City.
Yeah, baby.
Let's go around the horn.
We'll see y'all in Burrowhead.
They're all good.
You like it? I love a good, yeah, baby, in the background. I love anybody who's punctuating it like that.
Yeah, baby.
We start with NFL news of the day. Carolina Panthers hiring Frank Reich as their new head coach. He replaces Steve Wilks, who guided the Panthers to 6-6 as interim after Matt Rhule was fired. Trivia here. Who was the first quarterback to throw a touchdown pass in the Carolina Panthers history in 1995? Anyone? Anyone?
Frank Reich.
Frank Reich.
There we go. It was an easy one, Woody. I heard you, Courtney, Dave. I'll give everybody a point for that. Mina Kimes, what do you make of today's news?
I have mixed feelings about it, Tony. First, I'll start with the hire. Frank Reich is a very good football coach. I think he was given a raw deal in Indianapolis. He's very good at in-game decision-making. He's good at calling offense. And I think for a Carolina team that has a lot of young talent, but of course still needs an answer at the quarterback position, whether they go out and they draft one or bring in a quarterback, Reich is, I think, an excellent choice to shepherd that decision along. That said, this is yet another example in the alarming history in the NFL of not giving black head coaches a real shot. As you mentioned, Steve Wilks took over as the interim coach and did a phenomenal job bringing this Panthers team, which started 1-4, to the brink of winning the NFC South, beloved in the locker room. And, you know, he himself has also, again, been given short tenures in the past with Arizona. Both of these things can be true at the same time, as is often the situation in the NFL. And I think it's very clear that's what happened in Carolina.
Courtney Cronin.
Yeah, and I don't see any way that Steve Wilks is going to end up staying on staff in Carolina. I think he will end up going somewhere else. Hopefully, like Mina said, he'll get an opportunity to actually be a head coach more than just on an interim basis. But as it pertains to Frank Reich, they've got the 9th overall pick in this draft. They've got 2 second-round draft picks. They can get the quarterback position right, because that has to be number one priority for Carolina in finding the franchise guy, because you've got such a young core around the quarterback position, whether it's J.C. Horn on defense, Brian Burns, Jeremy Chinn, DJ Moore. If you get the quarterback position right, that can be a team that goes, you know, effectively from worst to first, and can be a very good team at that with Frank Reich calling the plays.
Woody Page.
Well, I'm very impressed with him. I think the job he did in Philadelphia when they won the Super Bowl with the quarterbacks there. Tony, you talked about him being the first quarterback to throw a touchdown. He was the guy that had the biggest comeback game in playoff history when he was with the Buffalo Bills. He knows about being quarterbacks, and the Panthers need somebody that's aware of quarterbacks, because the last 2 years they've been last in QBR of their quarterbacks and also touchdown ratio. But I want to bring up Wilks. Because of that disengagement there, he wasn't allowed, hasn't been allowed to interview for other jobs. And I think that's unfair to him that he was just sitting there in this heyday where they weren't actually making a decision. But I do think they made a good choice. And at number 9, they could get Richardson, who might be the best quarterback available in the draft, in my opinion.
Wow. All right. Anthony Richardson at number 9, Woody Page says, best quarterback available. Wow. David Dennis Jr., I'll bring you in here first. You can address that, I guess. But also Frank Reich, Indianapolis. Frank Reich, Carolina.
Yeah, I don't know about Richardson as the best. I mean, C.J. Stroud is still in there. But like Courtney said, there is a chance for them to move up and get who they want. This is just part one. This is about what the Panthers can do when they get a quarterback. And Reich needs that quarterback. He was 40, 33-1 in Indianapolis and had a different starting quarterback at the week one every one of those seasons. So if they can get a quarterback, they can do something. But the back to the Wilkes thing, the Washington Post, again, is talking about these black coaches. And one of the things that they said in that story was that the interim head coaching position for black coaches is a dead-end job. And essentially, no matter how well you perform, you are not getting retained for the most part. And this is another example of that. Wilkes did a fantastic job, but he had a dead-end job from the beginning by being an interim coach.
And Courtney Cronin back in.
Anthony Richardson may be the best quarterback available at number nine, Woody, but I think regardless, Frank Reich has made a lot with quarterbacks of lesser stature. Let's not forget what he did with Carson Wentz, with Nick Foles, and I think he kind of got a mixed bag in Indianapolis. He wasn't expecting Andrew Luck to retire when he did in 2019, and he did all right. Wasn't great the outcome-wise and record-wise with the quarterbacks he was dealing with after that, but I think get to Carolina, clean slate. This is the person you want guiding your franchise.
Remember, maybe number one is available in a trade or some sort of acquisition.
Maybe.
So this is the position Carolina finds itself. Frank Reich, head coach. We'll move on to another hiring today. News of the day from New York. It's offensive coordinator and reportedly 15 candidates interviewed. And now official, the decision is Nathaniel Hackett, OC, NYJ. He of the Broncos this season, Woody Page, you know it well. Robert Saleh, head coach of the Jets, said you've got to be able to look past the recency bias, or whatever you want to call it, with Denver. He also said they're committed to bringing in a veteran quarterback, but still working with Zach Wilson. So, Woody Page, this is a wheelhouse for you of some regard. You just saw him with Denver at head coach. What do you think of offensive coordinator to the Jets, Nathaniel Hackett?
Well, I'm sitting here for the blackboard, connecting the dots, Tony, and I'm not quite finished, but I think we all would agree that the reason why they're hiring Hackett is to get Aaron Rodgers. That's exactly what the Broncos did. They hired Hackett thinking that Aaron Rodgers could be available in the trade a year ago, and that didn't work out. I don't know why this makes any sense. Hackett was fired. The last time he called plays was in Jacksonville. He got fired in the middle of the season. He fired himself as offensive coordinator last year and let somebody else call the plays, Kubiak. I don't understand, other than the Jets hoping, Woody Johnson says he'll make the payments to get Aaron Rodgers, that that's why they're bringing him in, because he actually made Rodgers laugh when they were together in Green Bay. He never called the plays there.
Courtney Cronin, I'll go to you now.
I'm going to do some of my own dot connecting here, because we heard what Aaron Rodgers said on the Pat McAfee show, that he would be willing to restructure, rework his deal at some point, which he would need to do. And the Packers aren't going to send him to Siberia. They're going to send him somewhere that will let him finish off his career as a winner, potentially contend for a championship. Now, I know we've made all the points about Nathaniel Hackett not calling plays in Green Bay, but let's connect some more dots here. What's the other hire that the Jets just made that relates to this? Keith Carter, their new run game coordinator and offensive line coach, who was with Matt LaFleur in Tennessee before Matt LaFleur went up to Green Bay to become their head coach. So you're going to have an offense that has a ton of the same influence that we saw with Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers, a very good run game. You've got Breece Hall in the mix there too. They're not going to put on everything on Rodgers' shoulders to have him, have to compensate for Nathaniel Hackett in this circumstance. So I think it all works out.
You think this is about Aaron Rodgers? I guess is what you're saying. This hire is about Aaron Rodgers for the Jets.
Of course it is. Mm-hmm.
I think so, and I think it's just different than it was in the last time around in Denver, because Green Bay is running out of options here. It's not like anybody else is going to come in outside of the Jets and offer that big contract.
Nathaniel Hackett hired as offensive coordinator of the New York Jets today. What is your read on that?
Well, I hope it's about Aaron Rodgers, because if not, you just hired an offensive coordinator who's never called an offense that's finished above 15th. In offensive DVOA. That was the year the Jags made it to the AFC Championship, led, of course, by their elite defense. Everybody's mentioned it. Didn't call the plays in Green Bay. Does have that connection to Rodgers, which will be, frankly, necessary if you do trade for Rodgers. But even trading for Rodgers is up for debate. Intelligence of trading two first-round picks for a guy on an enormous contract coming off of not his best season, that's, I think, so somewhat debatable. So it's a big bet on that, and we'll see if it pays
off. David Dennis Jr., you feel like you can't even contain yourself here. Nathaniel Hackett, OC of the Jets, please, the floor is yours.
Clearly, the Jets were not watching those nationally televised games from last year where Nathaniel Hackett was leading that Denver Broncos offense to 15.5 points per game and the worst third down conversion percentage in the league. Just Nathaniel Hackett is living the ultimate nepotism life, not just because of his dad being the coach, but because he's buddies with Aaron Rodgers. You just go to teams just because there's a prospect that Aaron Rodgers might get there. Like Mina said, if they don't get him, they're stuck with a guy who is in over his head as an offensive coordinator.
What do you want a last word?
Yes, I would just say you got to add to that that he, as I said, he fired himself, but he worked with Russell Wilson. How did that work out? It didn't at all. So now you're going to say he couldn't make it happen with Wilson, but he's going to make it with Rodgers when he hasn't called plays. Makes no sense, again.
One more story here. Burrowhead.
We'll see y'all in Burrowhead.
Yeah, baby.
Let that sink in your mind. We'll see y'all in Burrowhead.
That Bengals fans could be thinking that or saying that is one thing, that it's Mike Hilton and you know, Eli Apple and other Bengals saying it. Wow. Burrowhead, Mina. What do you think of them doing that? Good idea or bad idea?
I'm buying it. I love the swaggering identity of this Bengals team, whether it's their cornerback tweeting or their incredibly quotable quarterback was incredibly confident. He's right to be confident. They're going into this game having, of course, beaten the Chiefs three times. But watching the last time these teams played in December, they had their number on offense. And when I look ahead to this matchup, I think the Chiefs defense is going to still struggle to stop Jamar
David
Chase.
Dennis Jr.,
I'm all for it. Like, they're on the sideline. They're whooping the Bills. They know they're going to the next round. They're excited. They're saying whatever comes to their mind, and they're celebrating. It's not like they went all week saying this, and sometimes we make too much of a deal of what players are saying in that moment. They're just happy that they're winning the game.
Woody Page, you're shaking your head no.
You two guys are young fools. You have no idea. I once called a visiting team in the playoffs, the Jaguars. Their coach got up after they beat the Broncos and showed on national TV my column. You really be careful about what you wish for. If you're going to do this, you got to be prepared for a crowd, a tailgating crowd, and a team that wants to just...
Well, that happened to you, right? So that's Tom Coughlin, read your column. You were making fun of the Jaguars, Tom Coughlin. Coughlin put it in front of the team, and then they beat Denver. Is that how? And you were banned in the city of Jacksonville for a period of time, no less than 6 months. Yeah. That's good. Yeah, I agree with Coughlin there. Cronin, how about you?
Well, let's not forget that Mike Hilton probably got the idea to say, hey, let's make a play on my quarterback's name in the stadium in Kansas City, because after Joe Burrow hit Hayden Hurst to go up 14-0 in the divisional playoffs, Burrow comes off the field, yells, "I'm him," which he claims he doesn't remember yelling, and he says it to Mike Hilton on the sidelines. So clearly, Mike Hilton thinks that, okay, he's feeling himself. I'm going to give him a little bit of payback here, too. I'm going to yell Burrowhead into the camera. We'll see y'all there.
Okay. All right. I'm with you. Mina Kimes, there was a banned phrase, a banned word earlier in this segment about a defense that you get called up. And Woody Page, once again, banned from the city of Jacksonville. That happened in real life. Courtney Cronin. David Dennis Jr. in the lead, going into by herself.
There are worse places to be banned from.
I was banned from Jacksonville for a short period, too. That was for something else.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport. Brought to you by Grey Goose.
Zoe's the mouthpiece for Steph Curry. Third time in his career ejected for throwing it. Warriors-Grizzlies last night, wild ending. Steph tossed for tossing it in frustration with Jordan Poole shooting a three with a minute left. So no Steph in the clutch. Grizzlies tie it with 6 seconds left. There's an inbounds play a few plays later. Draymond Green calls up the baseline play, and Jordan Poole gets the game winner. After the win, video caught Warriors in the locker room tunnel, loving it, celebrating with Poole playfully throwing his mouthpiece and then dapping up Steph Curry. Mina, what was this moment for the Warriors?
It was a lucky one, because if they had lost, that would have been a very tense locker room, and we would have been talking about three guards, Curry, Poole, and the one in Curry's mouth. Instead, this became about four, Curry, Poole, DiVincenzo, and Green, because once Steve Kerr went ultra, ultra small, the Warriors went on a 14-3 run, and we know how deadly they are in those types of lineups.
Mm-hmm. David Dennis Jr.
First, I'm gonna give Steph one of those like eyeglass braces, but for his mouth guard, so it just attaches and you can't throw it anywhere. I think that's gonna keep him in the game. But I think this game, if the Warriors write their season, they'll look at this as a disaster averted, because all we would be talking about is if Stephen is unhappy with the roster and how people feel about Jordan Poole, because that was a boneheaded shot. 14 seconds left on a resetted shot clock. 1 minute left, you're up. You do not take that shot, and we would
all
be talking about.
Whoa, all right. So you're agreeing with Steph here. It would have made you throw your mouthpiece, it sounds like. Woody Page,
yeah,
I'll go to you.
Don't take that shot.
I'm shocked by what happened when he got thrown out of the game, because I always thought David was his mouthpiece, and that would be the reason he'd be kicked out of the game.
Oh, Woody. Wow. All right, all right.
Bravo.
Great live, Woody. On the game-winning play, Draymond Green drawing it up and Jordan Poole getting it. Do you think Poole having some fun with Steph in the tunnel means this is all water under the bridge and all's good for Golden State, Woody?
Yeah, that franchise has players who got to get into it with each other, and I think they get over it very quickly, too. And it was a great play at the end, because I thought they was headed for overtime without any problem.
And CeCe.
Yeah, you don't see Steph Curry this angry that often, so I'm buying that this was kind of a kick in the butt to the rest of the team, because they're 12-13 in clutch time. And three times this week, they've blown second half leads by double digits. They've lost two of those games. And there's a reason why they're the 8 seed right now. They claim it's a lack of execution. Well, after Curry got ejected, they seemed to execute pretty well, especially on the out-of-bounds play. They hadn't practiced in months.
Okay. You say we don't see this from Steph. This is the third time he's been ejected. Throwing the mouthpiece is a thing for him. He shows his frustration that way. You guys have killed others in the past for showing frustration at games. All right, and at teammates, we move on. 76ers-Nets, first head-to-head matchup between Embiid and Simmons, and Joel went right at Ben right away, posting him up. Simmons held up defensively. This game had 45 fouls and 6 technicals. It was a Harden show, a Seth Curry show, a Kyrie show, a chop crotch show, and no Simmons late for Brooklyn as usual. Sixers 137, Nets 133. Woody, what was the story of this game?
Well, watching the game, I thought I'd rather be watching Harden Simmons University out of Abilene, Texas than Harden and Simmons, because Simmons was not producing anything in the first half. I gave him a nickname watching the TV by myself, calling him Has Been Simmons, because he just didn't throw
all
the ball
right,
up
all
there.
Right. Woody's working on material, guys. Quarter. Where do we come down on it? I mean, defensively, he's there. Offensively, we know he's not, and you think it's a problem.
I'd rather talk about Philadelphia. They've won 19 out of 23. They're really in the hunt right now. They're going to beat my Nuggets on Saturday afternoon. This is a team you got to be worried about. The Nets without KD is not
Courtney
much,
Croner.
Really.
What was this game about?
Okay, we were all waiting about a year to see Embiid and Simmons go at it and, you know, create a bunch of drama. But this game was about players that were involved in the reworking of this roster, particularly James Harden. Let's not forget, he's averaging nearly 22 points a game, 11 assists. He's shooting 38% from three. He's closing out games. This is Houston James Harden, yet we're not talking about him as such because we're more concerned about all of the post-up moves that Joel Embiid had on Ben Simmons that didn't result to anything.
Mm-hmm. David Dennis Jr., what was this game about?
I'm going to agree with Woody Page, even though he's now banned from Davidson. I'm going to agree with him that this is about Ben Simmons and what he's going to do and not do. We saw the good Ben Simmons in the third quarter. He had 10 points. Right. He looked like himself. He was driving to the basket. Then the fourth quarter, he disappeared like he has been doing and did not even look at the basket even when he was in the paint, and they could not play him. This is about Ben Simmons and what he is not going to be able to do for that Brooklyn squad.
But that's a microcosm of the Ben Simmons experience this season. There's been flashes of the aggression, the actual attempts at shot making, and then there's halves where he disappears. And when you watch a team like the Nets, that actually I thought put up a pretty good performance without Kevin Durant, Nick Claxton, an actual superstar, it's evident that they need that good Ben Simmons to get over teams like the Sixers.
Woody Page, David Dennis Jr., you guys went at each other, mutual destruction situation. But I appreciate it.
Hope he's doing back-to-back. Well, I don't do back-to-back.
No back-to-backs for Woody. Or anybody from Denver, apparently. Courtney Cronin and Mina Kimes Showdown next.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Damian Lillard, 60. A couple things about this. He's now third all-time in NBA history in career 60-point games. Only Wilt and Kobe have more. Last night, he tied Jordan and Harden with his fourth career. And in this one, he had the highest true shooting percentage in a 60-point game ever. He had 60 points on 21 of 29 shots and 10 free throw attempts. What's the most impressive part? Mina Kimes, showdown to you.
I mean, the most impressive thing is we're treating it like it's not that impressive. It's the end of the show. And I think this is in part because Lillard's done it so many times, but also because it's happened so many times in the NBA. This is the third time this season, which is amazing.
Courtney Cronin.
Yeah, second time this month he scored 50-plus points. And the fact that only 9 of those 60 he dropped on Wednesday came from the free throw line is remarkable.
For me, it's the true shooting. It's the efficiency he did it. We'll give the point to Courtney Cronin. Showdown 2, check this out. Last night. On the court at Duquesne, a delivery guy. Bag of McDonald's in his hand, but it was a prank for social virality and for shows like us to talk about, I guess. Courtney, good prank or bad prank?
Maybe I'm developing into like the get off my lawn curmudgeon, but this is clout chasing and I don't find that funny.
Okay, Mina Kimes, how about you? Good prank or bad prank?
I mean, if it's cloud chasing, go all in and start a business off of it. I've got some names. Post Up Mates, Spinstacart, perhaps? Floor Dash? What do you think?
Wow, Mina Kimes. This is the first matchup ever between Cronin and Kimes. Kimes owns the matchup right now. 1-0. Mina Kimes, 30 seconds of fame.
Of business opportunities. Okay, so it's been reported right now on NFL Network that Sean Payton, the most desirable head coaching candidate, might not actually go back to coaching this year. Which, you know, they really need him on that pregame show. Not enough bodies. No, I kid. I love this for Payton because if there's not a great opportunity, why come back? And I frankly didn't think there were incredible opportunities this year. He can afford to sit this one out and then wait for another chance, maybe in Dallas?
Well, Cowboys are firing half the assistants right now. Maybe that's still available in a week. Who knows? Kimes, today's winner. We're on a 23 and a half hour break. We'll see you tomorrow around the horn.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.